Comedian Sandra Bernhardt says her father is a proctologist, her mother is an abstract artist, and that's why she views the world the way she does. Bernhardt's currently performing in a one-woman show off-Broadway. Critic-at-large Laurie Stone has a review.
I've long admired Sandra Bernhardt. She played the crazed fan of Jerry Lewis in King of Comedy, and for years she toured the country in a thrilling stand-up act. You may know her from shots on Letterman. She sits across from him, her body a hanger, her fingers styling mousse tresses, and exposes the breadth of her absorption with ordinariness. Rockstar gossip, TV celebs, her own ravenous hunger to run ahead of the pack. Her frankness strips anyone veiling their self-absorption and love of banality. She terrifies and excites Letterman. Responses escape his control. Arg, back vampire, not feelings, not the death of cool. She gets juiced by her power, his vulnerability pumping her confidence, sharpening her understanding of repression. This is premium Punch and Judy. Bernhardt plays so well on TV because she isn't afraid of it, but knowing the medium doesn't exempt her from its ills. She wants the sort of fame that is TV's special product, becoming a household name. She complains on TV she's not famous enough, and she gripes to print reporters too. The irony she used to lend the subject has disintegrated. I went to her show, called Without You I'm Nothing, now playing at the Orpheum Theater in New York, hoping for wit. Unfortunately, much of it wilts beneath her drive for fame. She wants this piece to catapult her career, the way solo evenings boosted Whoopi Goldberg and Jackie Mason. Maybe it will, but the work isn't a step forward. A collection of autobiographical monologues, fantasy riffs, and musical numbers, it's mostly inert. It doesn't know what it's trying to say, except take Sandra seriously. The performance quickens when she sings, and also during an improv segment where she kibitzes with the audience and nips the critics, including yours truly. To be sure, there are funny bits and some well-aimed satire in the show. Bernhardt raps photographer Bruce Weber for using women as accessories in his Calvin Klein ads, and in his layouts for Ralph Lauren for fetishizing white upper-class America. And she blasts Joni Mitchell for singing about Ethiopia and not having budged from the Malibu colony in 10 years. But these moments aren't abundant. Instead of reveling, as she used to, in the crude pleasures of showing off her clothes and being advertising's plaything, a happy consumer, Bernhardt now mentions brand names in italics, as if diction constituted a critique of media. She borrows the worst in performance art, substituting a representation of reality for a social view and draining the fun, felt to be beneath art, from simple gratifications. Her stories trail off pointlessly or wind into private associations or devolve to pettiness and bile. She hates her father's second wife because the woman talks nasal. She loathes a famous fashion photographer just as much for being homosexual as for being a snob. A whole number is devoted to Bernhardt's ex-manager, who's accused of obstructing her path to fame and who gets attacked for being fat. Sandra, someone is going to give you the talk show you deserve. You're going to turn people upside down, and we're going to hear their pretensions clatter to the floor like loose change. In the meantime, think hard about what you're trying to say, and don't hand out the pathetic excuse for mediocrity you gave Newsweek, quote, "This is a stale age, and it's impossible to be fresh today," unquote. That statement is the fashion equivalent of wearing Reeboks with an Armani.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic, and is a contributor to The Village Voice.